Well, praise the Lord. And I pray that each and every one of you will have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday, a wonderful Easter Sunday. As we go before the Lord in prayer today, I'd like you to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. I would like you to become like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead, so that whatever it takes, we will be one who lives in the freshness, the newness of a life with Christ Jesus. Now, we don't mean to say that we are perfect, Lord God. We haven't learned all that we should, but we keep working towards that day when we will finally be all that Christ saved us to be. We are bringing all of our energy on this Easter Sunday to bear on this one thing. Regardless of our past, we look forward to what lies ahead on this resurrection day, knowing that there is times to come when Jesus will call us to heaven, when God will call us home up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for you and I. And I praise Jesus for that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ on this day. If you feel there's something in your heart right now that is holding you away from Christ, holding you away from God, then I ask you to take this moment of repentance. Take this moment to lift your hand to heaven and say to the Lord, I repent. I turn away from my sins. Yes, I walk with Jesus, but say it, I'm not perfect. Say it with me, I'm not perfect. I ask you, Lord God, to cleanse me of whatever holds me away from God. Bless me, teach me, anoint me, that I might go through this Resurrection Sunday into a new time with a new spirit, a new anointing of the Holy Ghost, that he will heal my body, my mind, my spirit, and my soul. These things we ask today in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to add a little bit here. I want to pray for the staff there at Gospel of Faith Church. Praise God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending us those folks who come in and volunteer and work so hard to clean the church and the church grounds around us. And I pray, Lord God, that if this congregation is listening, that you too will make some time, an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, a day, to get with that staff and say, hey, I'm here. Put me to work. I've got half a day or whatever. That you too might feel the love of Christ as you work to be a steward of his house. I ask this today in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Do you have your Bibles with you? Would you hold them up to heaven? If you can't hold them up, then just hold them to your heart and repeat after me, if you would, please. This is my Bible. It is the infallible Word of God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I was trying to put together some Easter music to go with this message, but I couldn't get it. It just will not record on this venue for whatever reason. So I'm going to read to you one verse of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, or 1 Corinthians 15, and it says, "And this is the cornerstone of the faith and the gospel that we preach." And then in verse number 14, "And if Christ not be risen, then our preaching not be in vain, and our faith is also in vain." Our experience is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is Gospel of Faith Church's Easter or Day of Resurrection message. And we want you to go and tell all your friends and let them know what Easter really is, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, today, we want to let the world know that Jesus Christ is not dead. Say it with me. Jesus Christ is not dead, but that he is alive. Hallelujah. I wonder, can you shout amen out there? Come on, somebody lift your hands to heaven and give God a shout this morning and a welcoming clap into the assembly today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul is writing to the church, and he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that we preach today," and he puts it in a nutshell of what the gospel really is. And I want you to hear what I'm about to say. He puts it in a nutshell of what the gospel truly is. So today, kind of listen up. "This then is the gospel. The first thing is that Christ," say Christ, "Christ died for our sins." Now, I want you to firmly grip that, that upon that day, if you read the gospel, this is the important portion, is that Christ died for your sins and mine. According to the scriptures, number one, if you're not preaching this, then you're not preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the gospel that we declare unto you today. Now, I use the King James Version sometimes. If I think you'll understand better, I'll put it into the new one in International Version. Now, secondly, that Christ, say Christ, that Christ was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus. Now, if you know one ever explained to you what the gospel is, this is what I'm doing today. This is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These are the elements of the gospel that are preached. The gospel that I preach recognizes the fact of sin. And whether you like it or not, you and I were both born in sin. If you were born into this world, you were born in sin. It runs through mankind's veins from the day they are conceived. And this gospel recognizes the fact of sin, and it also recognizes the divine atonement of Jesus Christ that died on that cross. On Calvary. Now, it was not the Jews that killed him. It was not the Roman soldier's spear that was thrust into the side that killed him. There is not a Jew living or dead that could kill Jesus Christ. But my Bible says, and yours, our Bible says, but he was a voluntary sacrifice. He died for you and I. He laid his life down voluntarily. They did not kill him. Jesus said, "This one thing I received from my Father. He gave me power," say power, "power to lay my life down, and he gave me the power to take it back up again." I wondered this morning, as we speak about the resurrection, can you raise your hands and shout, "Praise the Lord" out there, someone? Someone, I'm preaching this morning, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Raise your hand and give God praise and glory. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Continuing. The divine fact of the atonement, and then the divine fact of the revelation of the resurrection of Christ, is he is alive. I said, Jesus is alive. I should be hearing somebody shouting, amen. He took our place, church. He took your place and my place on Calvary. When Jesus died, I died with him. When Jesus was buried, this pastor was buried with him. But thanks be to God, when Jesus came out of that grave, I walked out of that grave with him. But it's no longer that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. It's not me that's alive. It's Christ inside of me that's alive. It's Christ who liveth within you. For he found you dead in sin. Me? He found me dead in a foxhole in Vietnam. He came into my life and he saved me from myself. And he resurrected me. And now it's no longer me, but thee in me, O Jesus. And I declare, for who he has saved is saved indeed. Now give God praise and glory once again this morning. I know I'm exercising you this morning, but Lord, we need to give him praise. We need to worship and let him know that he and he alone deserves our praise and worship. This gospel is preached on this broadcast across America and around the world. We're over 31 countries and provinces. Now, hitting large numbers each broadcast. Some 2,000 people are listening in each week. Each sermon, that is awesome, what God is doing. Christian television, but yet America is still steeped in her sin. Nobody likes to be told that you're a sinner. Every time you hear me preach, you're going to hear me preaching revival. Why? This is why. Because Jesus Christ came. He came to die for us. Those of us, you and I, we were sinners. The Bible says, for none are righteous. No, not even one. Romans 3:23. We're all in that same boat. And thank God he found me in that foxhole in Vietnam. And he reached down into the depths of sin, and he picked me up out of the depths of sin, and he washed me in the blood of Jesus. He took out that stony, dark heart, and he put in a heart of flesh, hallelujah. He clothed me with a cloak of righteousness of God. And now I am of the righteousness of Christ, hallelujah, because what has taken place in my life? There is a change that takes place in your life. Yes, we were all sinners. There were none righteous, no, not even one. And he knew that the wages of sin, this is from God's own lips, the wages of sin is death. But then he gave us that out. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, say it with me, the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the proof of the gospel, the evidence of the gospel that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And your faith and my faith hinges on this one thing, that Jesus is no longer in that tomb. You can visit the tomb of Muhammad. You can visit the tomb of Buddha. But when you visit the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is empty. Praise God. Our faith is based on an empty tomb. He's no longer there, church. He has risen, hallelujah. He has risen. Say it with me. He has risen, hallelujah. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and there he makes his intercession prayers for you and me. And now he says, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. That discounts asking to win the lottery. This is why we pray. This is why we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And when you pray that simple prayer, you're in the presence of Almighty God. You can lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, and they will be healed. And the blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk and leap for joy because of the resurrection power. That supernatural power, this resurrection power, he is not dead, but he is alive. And he's going today to do the same thing he did over 2,000 some odd years ago. What he did 2,000 some odd years ago, he can do again. We have the answer to drug addiction. We have the answer for the alcoholic. We have the answer for the broken families. We have the answer for those in financial ruin. We have the answer from God. If you're sick and afflicted with disease, and the medical profession has done everything they could do, but they tell you there's no hope, there's no hope, thank God. Thank God we have hope in heaven itself. Somebody shout amen. It's in the resurrected Christ. He's not dead, but he's alive. And he will do for you what he did for them over 2,000 years ago. Now, raise your hands to heaven, somebody, and shout amen. Jesus Christ, I want you to know this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We offer you Christ today. I said, we offer you Jesus Christ. He'll bring life back to you. Do you know there is no death to the child of God? I said, there is no death to a child of God. And yet, you see funerals every single day. Every day around the world, as a pastor, I've buried a lot of my folks. We have a memory wall there in the church, Gospel of Faith, and I have a mother and a father, both buried in Ashford. They were buried. Several brothers and sisters of the church have gone before us, whose pictures hang on that memorial wall. But it is not over yet. Say it with me. But it is not over yet. I said it is not over yet. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for something. What's it waiting for? I said the church is waiting for something. Thank God for the blind eyes that are open. Thank God that people are being raised from the dead. Thank God we found the power to not only heal the sick, but that will even raise those who are dead in sin. Hallelujah. Many of you have been to a funeral, been to those services when they bring in the casket. Many of you here have had somebody that was close to you who passed away and was buried. And you know what it is to lose someone that you love. But we are the people of God. We have a hope. I said, we have a hope. There is no death to the Christian. There is a judgment coming on every one of us. God's not going to ask you how many cigarettes you smoked. He's not going to ask you how many beers you drank, how many times you got drunk. You know, he's not going to ask you how many times you've messed up. He's going to ask you one thing. One thing. What have you done with my son, Jesus Christ? What have you done with him in your life? He left the glories of heaven and he came to this earth to die and to suffer on a cross in order that you and I might live and have life more abundantly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory and praise be to Jesus Christ, the only begotten of God. Oh, the simplicity of the gospel. This is what the Christian world is actually waiting for. This is the greatest event that is about to take place. And I wonder, are you listening to me today? This is the event that isn't the event that the world is looking for. I have a rapture CD that I send out to those who listen to my sermons on the broadcast. And I leave it to them who may not believe in Jesus Christ or the rapture. It's for those people when they see the graveyard start to give up the dead, when they see the great catching away, call it what you want, the rapture, the great catching away, up in the clouds. It tells them what to expect because they're going to be left behind. Our loved ones, the one we cherish, the ones we love so much, mothers, brothers, sisters, dads, grandparents, nieces, nephews, they're going to be left behind. And there's only one thing that can guarantee you that you're going to be in that rapture of the church. And that is that the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away your sins. There are many who will not accept Jesus Christ, but this could be the time, this could be the resurrection Sunday that Jesus actually comes back in the rapture. I've said it before. When you come to this church, you should come expecting a miracle. Why? Why not come expecting this to be the day that Jesus Christ comes? Even the church world is divided. I've had other preachers say to me, "Brother, you don't you know the word rapture isn't in the Bible?" And I say, "Caught up is. Hallelujah. We shall be caught up together with him in the clouds." We'll say it again. It says, "We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." Glory. This is a blessed hope. Thank God we have hope. It's not over yet, but it soon will be because Jesus Christ is coming back for his bride. Can you give him praise and glory today? Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready to go, church? Really, are you ready to go? Are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? That's what the resurrection was all about. Do you have your garments washed in the blood of the Lamb? I come to tell you, you must be born again. Paul says in this 15th chapter, "Behold, I show you a mystery. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall be changed," say changed. "We shall be changed at that last trump. The trumpet of God shall sound." I said the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds of the sky. Hallelujah. We shall be changed. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. Glory to God. We're living in dangerous times. Right now is very dangerous. Jesus says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy." But Jesus said, "I have come," Jesus speaking, "I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Right now. Right now is the time that God will perform the greatest miracle in your life. He will give you eternal life. Today, I'm going to ask everyone to slip your hands up to heaven as we ask the Holy Spirit to come to refresh us this morning and to receive us at the altar. If you accepted Jesus years ago and you feel you might like to rededicate yourself to the Lord, I'd like you to just come to the center aisle. If you're at the church, if you're listening to the broadcast, just kind of bow your head and come forward and let's pray for the rededication together. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, now is the time, because everything is pointing to the coming of the Lord very soon. You need to be saved today, and today is the day to slip out wherever you are. If you're at church, slip out of that pew, go into the aisle and come forward. If you're listening to the broadcast in your kitchen, your living room, your bedroom, wherever you may be, just join me. Join me in this prayer as we pray together. You say to me, Pastor, I'd like to stand in the gap for someone. Then you need to slip out of your seat at the church and come forward and stand in that gap. If you're at home, just bow your head and say it with me. I'm standing in the gap for that person. This is Resurrection Sunday. This is the day, church. Years ago, I was privileged to spend some time with a great man of God, R.W. Schambach. And when I had to move on, he asked me what he could do for me. And I said, Brother, you can lay your hands on me and share some of your anointing with me. And he gave me a great impartation of the Spirit, as everything I had learned from this man of God. And I thank God that through these many years, I have been able to witness of the miracles God has performed here in our church, on this broadcast, and back then in the tent revivals that I went to. Some are called to preach in tents. Some are called to preach in mega cathedrals. Some are called to preach on the streets of our great country. And some are called to be missionaries around the world. But wherever you are called to preach the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will always guide and direct your ways, the ways of God, if you will but follow Him in faith. I've seen so many miracles at Gospel of Faith Church, out in the wilderness. I wonder today, on this Resurrection Sunday, how will it be for you? There's many, many thousands of evangelists. Many people in Africa. Many people around the world. And the devil may be doing his thing right now. But I'm telling you, church, hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is a time coming. A time is coming when God is going to do his thing. And we're going to see a multitude of souls coming to Christ right here in this country and around the world. He's going to do it again, and he's going to use you and you and you, yep, I'm talking to you, in these last days to bring deliverance to the people that need a miracle in their lives today. Hallelujah. We love that song, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. I'm wondering, when the roll is called up yonder, where you'll be. What do you want God to do for you? I want to see him use you and give you a double portion of that anointing so that you can set the captives free. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Subduing kingdoms. Joshua, the son of Nun, who was the leader of God's people when they came out of bondage. He succeeded Moses. What a man to have to follow. I'd hate to follow Moses' preaching. After all he did, but he said, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, and every bit of ground that the soles of your feet tread upon, and you shall possess the land. Praise the Lord. Moses is dead. But now I'm going to promise you that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, he said. That's God speaking. So get up, listen to what it said, get up and do what I tell you to do, and every bit of ground that your soles of your feet tread upon, you shall possess that land. And I believe today, we start walking around this church, and start to possess some land for God. Can you shout praise the Lord? It's time that the church took back America. It's time that we began to drive the devil out of this country and put him back under our feet where he belongs, because he's a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Years ago, I was preaching out of the Double D Ranch there in Juniper Woods. Stands for Davenport and Davenport. Grandpa and I had gone in together on the ranch. And we had not yet found this spot for the church here. And the weekend we decided we needed a church site, I was preaching on Joshua chapter 1. And when we came across the cattle guard that very next weekend for church on Sunday, because I was driving from Phoenix at the time, there were rays of sunshine falling on this little cactus, and it was in a perfect shape of a cross. And these sunbeams were coming down on top of this cross, and the whole field where the church sits was covered in wildflowers. And I remember opening my Bible as I stood out in that field and reading Joshua chapter 1. And as I tread on this very spot, I said to the Lord, I claim this spot for Gospel of Faith Church. Here we will build your church, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I believed it to be so. We got everybody together and we walked around the 10 acres and we declared it for Christ. And lo and behold, when we met the next Sunday at the Double D Ranch, where we were holding church, we were told, our congregation of 50, we found a place to build God's church. We've claimed it as God's now. And we just have to let the owners know. And suddenly this lady sitting in the front row named Rose Rainey stands up and tells us she had had a revelation that same week from God, and God had told her that she was to give that land to the church. Praise God. And church, wham, glory to God, prophecy was fulfilled. Now, I may sound a little excited today. Praise Jesus. I just feel the anointing of God inside me being healed. You know, from a vision in Vietnam to a field in Juniper Woods Ranch, to a whole community coming together to help build this church. Believers of all faiths putting their skills together to put up God's house. I want you to know, it was a beautiful thing to see people sharing in a vision. That's what faith is. That's why it's called Gospel of Faith. Because we were reading the gospel while we were walking around the land, and it was our faith that we had that God was going to declare it. And here the church sits in the middle of nowhere. People thought I was crazy. They said, you claim it if you want to. So I started building. But once I started, man, they started coming out of the woodwork. God started bringing them in. That is what faith can do. That's exactly what faith can do. They came in, carpenters, drywallers, you name it. They came to help this crazy person put up a church in the middle of nowhere. That's what crazy does. That's what crazy does. Praise the Lord. Many said, Pastor, you've lost your mind building a church way out there in the middle of nowhere. I always said, well, praise God, I'm glad I lost it, because now that I've lost it, I can replace it with the mind of Christ. If you put on the mind of Christ, you'll begin to do what he did. Listen to me. On this Resurrection Sunday, he healed the sick. He cast out devils in his name. He brought deliverance to the people. And that same mind is in you, so you can do what God has called you to do. I wonder, can you shout praise the Lord? I walked around this 10 acres all by myself, laying down footprints. And I tell you, when I came to this city, ooh-wee, they didn't like this Holy Ghost preacher at all in this here city. Because we shook them up. We shook them up. We had revival every Sunday. Every Wednesday night, we had men's group. On Monday was ladies' meeting. On Tuesday, Kids for Christ. On Thursday, we had the JLA. On Fridays, usually had a traveling evangelical group on Saturday night. And back to church on Sunday. I mean, whew, the summer was a full schedule. And that's not counting the week of Vacation Bible School when we had VBS. Lord, this was a busy church. But we loved every moment of it because we were doing God's work. We were helping to bring people to Christ. We had harvest teams that would go to town evangelizing with the Care Bear ministry that would visit the sick. Lord, we were an active church in those days, and we had just framed out the church at that point. We were just having church on a cement slab. And witnessing became second nature to everyone that was a part of that church. And I want you to know today, God's going to use you in these last days like he's never used you before. He's going to channel miracles through your life. We're not talking this everyday mundane life. We are talking the supernatural end-time miracles of God here at Gospel of Faith Church and on this broadcast. You're going to have your faith. You're going to have your faith moving. It's going to come alive. And you're going to do what God calls you to do. And I wonder today, can you just reach your hands to heaven and shout amen? Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Glory to God. Now, continuing. Now, we had not yet framed in the church. I went to Phoenix, and I went to O'Malley's Lumberyard, and I told them God had sent me there to get lumber to build a church. They put me in with a young man who was their architect. His name was Don Sager. So we say and talked. We sat and talked for a while. And in the middle of me telling this young man what I needed, God came over to me to lead this young man to Christ. So I said to him, you know, brother, I can see that you're troubled with addictions. And God is saying he has sent me here today to set you free and to help you with your marriage. This man began to weep right there, sitting in the middle of O'Malley's. At this table, myself, Brother Davenport, my father, and my brother, Rainey, were there. We reached out to comfort him, and we all three led him to Christ that day. We set up a meeting with him and his wife, Sachiko Sager. Now, a few weeks back, you met Sachiko. Sachiko's been my prayer partner since that day, way back when. Through that meeting, we were able to get all our lumber at cost, and we built this church at a cost of $6,000. Because of that brother's employees discount, plus our 501c3 discount, and the concrete was donated, it was donated free from the cement plant there locally. God built this church so he could bring salvation to the lost of this area. We've seen 30 bikers from Phoenix, Bikers for Christ, come to be baptized right here at Gospel of Faith Church. And God is not done with this church yet. The Lord says, he that wait upon the Lord, Listen to what it says. The Lord says, he that waiteth upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What do you want God to do for you on this Resurrection Sunday? Don't look for your government, toward your government, to lead you in these end times. There will be no government. Know what I'm talking about. I know what it's like to be in a church. I've been in plenty of them, plenty of organized churches once. And believe me, I've had plenty of people try to organize this one. Well, Pastor, we need bulletins. We need to organize our services. We need 1 minute for the prelib music, 10 minutes for choir, 30 minutes for the preaching, and 4 minutes for closing. And that's in once a month we can do. We can let the Holy Spirit out of the box if we must. And we must let the elders run everything. Not. The Holy Ghost just flew out the window when you do that. This, just because it became an empty building. When we remove God, install mankind, we've lost sight of God. You heard of the man who came to town looking for a church of God. He rolled into Ash Fork looking for a church of God, came up to a man and said, can you tell me, I'm looking for a church of God? The man said, oh yes, go down Main Street 2 blocks on your right. Oh no, wait a minute, that's a Baptist church. Well, go another 4 blocks, turn left, go up 2 blocks. No, wait, that's the Catholic church. Come back 6 blocks, he said. Come back 6 blocks, turn on AA Ranch Road, go out a mile or two, and on your left there will be a, never mind. No, that's not a church of God. In this town, there is one. You know what the man was probably right? Because they were all closed up. There's not a church where God could be found in Ash Fork at that time. I wonder what people would say about us here at Gospel Faith Church. Would they say God is not here? I would hope not. But what they did do is, because we had a membership of over 100, they began to put out gossip and innuendos. I don't know who they are, but it was kind of like the early woke people. I want you to realize what our faith can do. And when we put our faith to work for God here on this Resurrection Sunday. Now, we were supposed to be at Gospel Faith Church this Sunday, Easter Sunday. We were supposed to be there, but they're talking about 90% chance of rain and snow. So we'll see if we're going to do that. If you can, send me your email. Send it to Pastor Davenport, GOFC@gmail.com. And let's get you on the email list so you can listen to Zoom. Now, what you have to do, go to apps, find Zoom, and upload the Zoom app. And it's free, and you should be able to then go in and listen by Zoom. So I'm wondering, you know, God is looking for men and women who will be obedient to his voice and who will launch out in faith. And you've got somebody cheering you on, God. God said, this is where we will build Gospel Faith Church. Hallelujah. And we did. There were only a few families living on the ranch at that time when we began construction on this house of worship. But they came from Ash Fork, Seligman, Williams, Chino Valley, and then in Juniper Woods began to bust out in growth. Glory to God, our church started a growth at Juniper Woods. People from all over started moving in. We grew to 75 and 100. We had 2 services a day on Sunday. You say, I ain't got nothing. Well, that's where you start. God's going to bless you, and he'll open the windows of heaven to pour out the blessings upon you. He'll open closed doors. He'll make a way where there is no way. All for you. All for you. And all you have to do is say, I believe in God. That's all you have to do. You're going to say, I believe in God. I'm going to believe God. Let me get back to this. What faith on this Resurrection Sunday? You learn to put into work subduing kingdoms. You know the church has some great men and women who were great missionaries. And I was reading about a missionary named John Getty, who was a missionary in the New Guinea, and he spent his life over there. And when he went there, there were no Christians. And I love to read about people going into a place where there are no Christians and whatsoever, and there is nobody whatsoever there. I mean, nobody who ever even spoke the name of Jesus Christ. And yet, for many years, that ministry was done. And he went home to the Lord, and on his tombstone, it's still there in New Hebrides. It simply reads, John Getty. When he came to New Hebrides, there were no Christians. When he died, they put the date there. There were no heathens. He brought that whole country, that whole nation, got saved. And I believe it's about time that we began to believe God for our nation to come into a brand new revival, a brand new Pentecost, a time of renewing of the supernatural spirit of God to move across that great nation of America. Amen and amen. Let it happen, Lord. Let's move it to where it happened. We believe God for our families. We believe God for the neighborhoods that we live in. We believe God for the cities. Now it's time to believe God for the whole nation. I'm not talking political. I don't care who you pray for, what party you are. I'm talking about just simply taking out all the politics, all the other stuff, and praying simply that God bless America once again on this Resurrection Sunday. Now, somebody should be lifting their hands to heaven and shouting amen. Can you shout amen for me? I'm tired of hearing how we can't open our churches because of this or that. I'm tired of seeing churches closed up around the country. Nice churches in nice neighborhoods, but they're closed. I saw on the news channel last night that Christianity is down to 30%. Only 30% of Christians go to church. Only 30% now attend church on a regular basis. That's because the church has been made a business. The church has been made to make money. The church is not of God. God will meet every need according to his riches and glory. That's it. He will make the church be what it is. So let's pray. Lord, release the anointing of the Spirit on Gospel of Faith Church. Release the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon this broadcast. And let us move forward. Let us move forward, likened unto the days of Christ. This we ask today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now I wish you the greatest of days on this Easter Sunday, this day of resurrection. I pray that you enjoyed this message and will take it to your heart. I pray that you will have a great day surrounded by loved ones. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you until he brings us back once again. Amen and amen. God bless you all. So, I guess I wasn't quite done yet. I wanted to let everyone know that we will not be baptizing. We will let people know when we will be able to baptize. The land around the church is just sopping wet. And where we fill the baptismal is where our septic lines are. And if we pull a water trailer over there, it's going to break our lines. So they've chosen not to baptize this Sunday due to the weather and the sogginess of the ground. So just get your name in to Grace or Marty or myself, and we'll get you on the list. And as soon as we can baptize, we will give everyone a call that's interested. So God's also put something on my heart. And I know it's going to be for that one person that's listening right now. And I'd like you to listen to me. You're special. You're a child of God. Now, I know that, you know, things haven't been going well with you. And I know that you're contemplating something that's not of God. Listen to me. Things are going to get better for you. Things are going to get better for you. You think that God doesn't know how you're feeling? Maybe you've been bullied. Maybe you've been treated badly. But I'm telling you right now, God's listening. And God has you firm in his hands. In the hollow of those mighty hands, he holds you tight. So I want you to cheer up. I want you to look up. Because one of these days we're going to be going up. And understand, you're not alone. Gospel of Faith Church is there. We're a loving church, and we welcome you. Just come into the fold. Just come into the fold and know that you are loved. God bless you. We're praying for you. Now, may the Lord bless you all. May he make his face to shine upon you, until he brings us back once again.